Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is a place right down the road from my house here in Bristol, Lindsay Winters, the public relations manager for Palace Entertainment, who oversees the lake, as the people of this area call it, Lake Compounds. Lindsay, thank you for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So Lake Compounds is open. It's, you know, it's been around a while, but, you know, you opened yesterday. It's opening weekend. Only open weekends right now, but we'll get into some of the hours and changes and stuff like that. So how has opening gone?
Yeah, it's been really great. We kicked off yesterday with our Kids Fest event here at the park. So we have meet and greets with Arthur. We have bubble dance parties with a professional DJ, a stilt walker, a balloon twister, some nostalgic kid foods, and a lot more. And then next weekend, anyone that comes out to the park will actually have the opportunity to have meet and greets with Pete the Cat.
Cool. Hey, you know, I was personally Arthur one day back in my previous life. So I appreciate, you know, all these people and all these awesome characters coming out and having fun with the kids and stuff like that. I mean, Lake Compounds has been around a while. You guys have had to change and adapt. And the past, we'll say 3 years, hasn't been exactly easy for anyone. How are you guys coming out of this whole pandemic going into the season?
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, we're continuing our 175th birthday celebration this year. We are the first amusement park in America, actually. So, you know, it's not the first pandemic that Lake Compounds has lived through and survived through. So we're really happy to be open and thriving. And we're really excited to welcome guests back. You know, last year we actually saw really strong demand. People were really excited to get back out and about. And we're assuming that this year is going to be, you know, even stronger, and we're going to see guests coming back and just be really excited to be back here at the park. So we're looking forward to it. You know, we've staffed very heavily for the season, and, you know, we've made some changes. We've gone cashless to help reduce line wait times at our food stands, at our retail locations. So really just, you know, keeping the guests in mind first and foremost and making sure they have a great day when they come out to the park.
And that cashless something is, a lot of places are going that way. It's not new, but it's definitely new for you guys. I mean, I know when we used to go and when we go, especially if it's like a water park day, you know, you don't want to be carrying cash around. Then I talked to some people and they're like, oh, you know, it's tough to going to be cashless. I'm like, it's not though. It's so much easier. You grab one card, or you grab your card and your license. You can stick it in a waterproof pouch in your pocket or something. You don't have to worry about all this, you know, the kids running, begging you for money all the time to go buy things.
Right.
You can use the excuse of, I don't have the money to give you. And, you know, how are people adjusting to that? Have you heard a lot from people? Are they upset? Are they happy? Are they just like, okay, we'll deal with it?
Yeah, I think it depends on who you ask. You know, I think for the most part, we've seen some of our sister parks that have done it. It's actually been a really smooth transition. You know, a lot of us are so used to using our cards only anyways. And especially when you come to the park, you know, you kind of hit the nail on the head. You don't really want to be carrying a ton of cash around anyways. So this just makes it even more convenient. And, you know, you actually can have your season pass on your phone. You can have your tickets for the day on your phone. So you don't even need to bring a card with you. You can use, you know, we take Apple Pay and Google Pay. So you could even just have everything on your phone ready to go for the day. And, you know, those that do bring cash, we do have, I like to call them like reverse ATMs. So you put your cash in, you get a card out. And if you don't use all of the money on the card here at the park, you can use it anywhere debit or credit cards are accepted. And there's no fee or anything with that.
That's one thing that is, you know, we've been to a few places that it's, no, you use the money on the card here and you can't use it anywhere else. So it's really nice that you guys, you know, thought ahead of them, like, we understand people aren't going to use all the money here. Like, it's not something that you're locking people in, if you will, that has to be used here. So that's pretty cool that you guys are having that option for people.
Yeah, exactly. We want to make sure that it's easy and convenient for people. You know, this is all about enhancing our guest experience. We're not trying to make it, you know, more difficult to visit the park or anything like that.
So, and now the park, you know, it's kind of early in the season. So we're just, we're looking weekends right now, or?
Yes, weekends until about mid to late June, and then we'll go to daily operation. So Kids Fest will be every single weekend through May 22nd, and then the water park and our all-new water slide experience, Storm Surge, will open on May 28th. And then as we get into June, we'll start to see full seven-day operation come back to the park.
Now, season passes, are they available? Is there any deals we can let people know or anything like that on those?
Yeah, I highly recommend going the season pass route. You know, we're calling this our most eventful season yet. And our lowest season pass is on sale right now online for $89.99. So anybody can go grab that. You know, we say it pays for itself in two visits. So it's definitely worth it. You know, a main gate ticket price is about $59.99. So definitely worth it if you want to come out for, you know, more than one event this year. And we also have, day tickets available online as well.
Now, is the dining plan part of one of those packages still? I know I was a fan of that one.
So we actually no longer have the dining plan here at the park.
I know.
Just the season pass. But you do get, with the gold season pass and the silver season pass, you get 10% off of food and retail in the park. And then with our platinum season pass, which is the highest pass tier, you actually get 20% off food and retail in the park.
Okay, now looking ahead to this season, I know it's an ever-changing influx, if you will. Is there any like big events coming up that we should let people know, kind of plan their summer a little bit?
Oh yeah, we have a ton of events. So as I mentioned, we have Kids Fest, and then we'll move into our Bites and Pints Food and Drink Festival in June. That'll be on Saturdays and Sundays. And then we'll have our Summers On event in July. So that's going to be a spectacular fireworks show every single Saturday in July with a special show on Sunday, July 3rd. Then we'll move into our Ales and Tales event in September. So once the water park closes, you'll actually be able to bring your dog with you every weekend in September. And we'll have craft beers from around Connecticut. And then we'll move into our all-new Halloween event in October, and then holiday lights in November and December. And then we'll close for the season on December 31st.
And now with that season pass, that gives you access to all of that, correct?
Correct. As long as you buy the silver season pass or up, you'll get access all year long. So bronze access ends on August 31st, but every other pass tier gets you in all year for all of those events.
It's one of those things. It is a family amusement park. I mean, there's the kids section. There's, you know, the log ride up the mountain. There's Boulder Dash. There's, you know, the oldest wooden roller coaster in the area. There's so many things to do that.
Yes.
It's one of those places you can definitely go to and visit. I mean, I'm still a kid at heart. I'm going down the log ride. I'm not a big person of heights, but the kids did get me on Boulder Dash a few years ago. Loved it. It's one of those places. It's right here. I mean, there's history there. Like, I love the plaque. It's over by the cars in the back about Milli Vanilli. I'm like, I'm just going to leave that there. People need to find it if they go out. There's history at this place. You can't make this stuff up.
There really is.
You can't make this stuff up. So now, you know, this is going to be an oddball question for you. Again, joining me this morning, Lindsay Winters for Lake Compounds and Palace Entertainment. Okay, it's Friday. It's 5 o'clock. Lindsay's done for the week. She wants to go. Where are you going? What's your ride in the park?
Oh, that's a tough one. I would say either Wave Swinger, or if I've really had a rough week and I need to just like exert a lot of energy, I really just go for Phobia and just terrify myself at the top and question why I did it every time. But I feel a lot better once I get it off.
Yeah, that's one of those rides too. My kids are like, "Can you go on?" I'm like, "I love you, but not that much, buddy." Nope.
It's fun, but it's a little scary, but it's worth it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Get your heart pumping. Do a little something different. Get out to Lake Compounds. They're open on weekends. They're going to be open for the summer. Get the season pass. You know, a few times visiting pays for itself. You can bring the kids, unwind a little bit, enjoy some time. out and about in Connecticut. Lindsay, I appreciate you joining me this morning. I'm sure we'll be in touch throughout the summer and other events coming up at Lake Compounds. Is there anything else you want to get out there to the people, you know, buy the season passes, come on out type stuff?
Yeah, definitely buy the season pass. Definitely worth it this year of all years. That's going to get you access to all of our events and, you know, join us every single month this summer because there'll be something different and something new to see in the park.
Well, Lindsay, I appreciate the time this morning. You have a great day. Things like this happen right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.